This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So WhatsApp will soon allow users to create unique usernames, that in turn reducing the need to share phone numbers when chatting with new contacts, businesses or large groups. So the Meta-owned platform says the feature is designed to improve user privacy. So why not talk to social media legal expert Lera Tontompi?
And as we're going to be talking to her, remember we're asking you this morning, in light of all these changes that are looming, what are your feelings, you know, towards this? And have you already secured your username? We're talking to social media legal expert Lerato Ntwampi. Good morning, Lerato. Are you good?
Good morning, boy. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Wait. Have you secured your username, Lerato?
I haven't, because Ratu is gone, Rato is gone, Lerato is gone. So, but I think the idea of it is a unique username, because how about the core, you know, your username either like Yellow Pages, where somebody can just search for Mpo, Munete or Joe. You know, you want it to be unique, so that, you know, if you want to give somebody your username or you want somebody to contact you directly, it's something that they will hear from you, right? And then there's an extra protection as well. So it's not like Yellow Pages where you're just going to, you know, type in Mpomolefe and then you're going to pop up, right? It's very unique in the sense that you have to have your unique username. There's an extra layer of protection where you can give somebody the user key, right? So the user key, maybe you can say 1992, or you can give it like something else. So that's a user key. So that basically is like the extra layer of protection where you have my username, but you also use the user key. But if you want, for example, your username to be public, then you have an option of saying you share it with everyone. And in that case, if you share it with everyone, it means that if it's something that is unique, that someone can sort of think of, and like Top Jones, for example, and they type it in, it goes kind of like Yellow Pages, because you don't have that extra layer of protection being the user key.
So you can decide whether how public you want to be, or
you
whether
can
you want
decide.
To.
100%.
So wait.
100%. So when you do create a username, right, it will ask you whether you want everyone to contact you, or people only who know your key. And then you can then decide what your user key is. So when you give someone, it's like giving someone your number, but not really your number. So you give them your username and you give them the key, which basically unlocks the conversation. So then we can start having, like, you can chat and you can call me or whatever, just using the user key and the username and the user key, if you want to go the user key. But if you only just give someone the user key, and I basically say, I want to share your number with Chloe, for example, then I'll say, oh, no, if you want to contact Mposi, it's Mang, you know? And then if you don't have a user key, then Chloe is able to sort of have the conversation. But if you have a user key, then it's different.
You know what I'm interested in knowing? Then what happens to us, in the sense of we are now knowing, like, connected through the numbers? So does that fall off? Does it mean that all the contacts I have by the numbers, I lose and I have to start again? Do you know what that means with the numbers?
No. So the number, the person who still has your number, unfortunately still has your number. And they can still contact you. So it's like maybe going to a new, I think the scenario is you started a new school with your children, or your children have started a new school. You're new in town. You're not really comfortable with giving your number, right? And now they're saying there's a CTA meeting, or there's some what meeting, and you want the parents in the group, right? You're not sure. You don't know these people. So you're going to be like, okay, I'll just give you your username. Please use my username to add me to groups. So if they add you onto a group, it's your username that will show and not your number anymore. Because now, sometimes, we get the numbers that we crash for on through WhatsApp groups, you know? So it's to avoid that, to say, now going forward, if you're added to a WhatsApp group, for example, your username will be used instead of your number. So the people in the group won't see your number, but they will see your username.
All right. Would you advise us to use the names that we have on social media?
Don't use your name. Well, if you want, I think if you want to keep a consistency, right, so if you run a business on social media, for example, you do have that option and you can reserve that. Mm-hmm. I know that WhatsApp has said that if you can do it through the account system. So you already know that Meta has your WhatsApp, your Facebook, and your Instagram linked. So if you want to use your either your Instagram handle or your Facebook handle, you're more than welcome to. You can do it on the app. It might take a little bit of time because there are people who are probably snatching it already. But if it belongs to you exclusively, then you are able to use that name. So I think if you want to keep things consistent for your business or as a content creator, I think you're more than welcome. But I think if you want that level of privacy, and you only want to, you know, select people to have that username, then I suggest don't use your real name at all. Use a nickname, something that people don't, you know, but obviously don't use things like Juicy Lips, as you mentioned earlier, because, you know, next thing you're sharing it with your church to add your name here is Juicy Lips. So I think just be considerate and think about who you're going to be giving this username to, and also remember that your number is also still available if you do want to give your number instead of your username.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay, let's go and play and see, you know, and figure out all of this. Thank you so much, Lerato, for talking to us this morning. If we meet any challenges, we're going to call you back and for you to come and help us, you know, sort everything out. That's social media legal expert, Lerato Ntombi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.